Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's interesting, though, because the owner has been pretty forthright about saying when he's healthy, we'll talk. That's Dave Tepper, the new owner. But this doesn't sound like when he's healthy, let's talk. This sounds like, okay, we need to make a decision, and we're going to go ahead and ride this out, and Cam's our guy, and we'll see what else we can put around him. But it's just interesting, man, for now at least. And I'm using that quote, Mike. For now, the Panthers are planning to move forward with quarterback Cam Newton, and we'll see where it goes. Meanwhile, I want you to hear Dan Quinn, because Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff both spoke today up at Indianapolis at the Combine. It was the Falcons' opportunity to speak to the media. Every team will get this chance. And so this is the chance for, you know, the masses to get a chance to ask our guys questions. Mike, one of the things that Dan Quinn talked about was what he wanted. And I want you to listen to him as he talks about a game wrecker.
What it means to me is when you put the tape on of the opponent that you're watching to say, okay, we better have a plan for this player. Because if we don't, he could wreck the game. Mm-hmm. And so that better be a person on our team with relentless energy to play and unique stuff that they can do. So we feel like not only do we have some, but we can bring some more up through to a new space. Let's face it, you don't come into the league and you're already at the best you're going to be. And so that's what I do love about our group, how hard they want to go to become a great player. And so that's what I'm looking for, to see some of those spaces move up one spot, two spots into that area.
You know, I've been saying this for years now, especially on the defensive side. When we had the draft we did in 16, we said these guys could be the stars that we're talking about in the future. But the saying that I've said for the last few years is, who are you game planning for when you play the Falcons? And offensively, this is why Julio, whether he's hurt or not, on the field makes a difference. That's the guy everybody knows where they have to know where he's at. Defensively, Mike, we haven't had that guy. Now you could say 97 is playing that way. You better know where he's at. You better know what he's doing. But outside of that,
yeah,
who is it?
No, I mean, Grady's the guy, but if you want to try to, you know, chip Grady, or if you want to plan for Grady, who's the other guy that's going to get after it? I mean, look, I agree with what Dan says in theory. We all know it. We say it. Difference maker, playmaker, you know, game wrecker, however you want to quantify it.
Game wrecker.
You know, I mean, but you don't have a game wrecker. You got Legion of Meh. This is going back to what we said last week. All these guys that have been around for 3 or 4 years in Falcon uniforms, the guys we brought back that just don't do anything, you know, and those are the guys that are going to take that big leap. Now, Isaiah Oliver, you want to say he's going to take a leap? Sure. You feel that, you know, there's a bunch of guys in the secondary, which I do feel good about, but on the defensive line, nobody but Grady. Nobody. Deidrin Sonata's a bust at around 3, right? You want to keep it 100? Tack, we just talked about. The coach just told us they were going to be picking up Tack's fifth year, and the general manager said, wait, hold on. But Tack's a guy who's going to have to take a huge leap. Tack was a guy we thought was going to be that game wrecker, to quote Dan Quinn.
I did.
You know, and all he's doing is, you know, just kind of there, and he's not on the field because he's got a shoulder injury which persists.
Yeah, DQ went on to say, and Craig back at the studio, these DQ cuts where we're talking about what he looks for at the combine, because a few of these I want to let our listeners hear. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Here's DQ, Mike, on what he's looking for.
Those moments of those interviews are so important, because you have to try to get in a little bit to, you know, find the players that are going to be part of the identity and see if we connect, because that part and that relationship is really important to the identity of what we want to be about and the speed and the toughness that we want to play with. So you're not going to find that out without looking at the tape, but you will find out, is this the type of guy that has the resiliency, the toughness that we're looking for?
Thanks to Falcons.com for that comment from Dan Quinn. Listen, Mike said it yesterday. The most important part of this is not televised. The most important part of
the interview process, which really want, you'd love to be a fly on the wall for.
We don't get. So that's what Quinn's talking about. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to see a guy, he's big, he's fast, and he's strong. Okay, they're all big, fast, and strong. what differentiates this guy and how do I get a connection with him? He's right. And then do I want to draft this guy because I think he's got the it factor, whatever that is. More Quinn, Mike, players that he wants to meet at the combine. Here's DQ.
You know what? I haven't been through all of them yet. And so, but the ones that I have, in fact, you know, had an opportunity to talk to, you know, a few on the phone even, you know, just to reach out and say, man, I'm looking forward to meet you and, you know, watch a couple games. And so the ones that we're interviewing, I already wanted to disarm them. And hey, like, we only get 15 or 20 minutes. I want to get the best version of you. And so, you know, what's the game you'd like me to watch? And I also asked, what's one you hope I don't watch? And but in all instances, it's a good start to get rolling with the guys and getting to know them.
I mean, we need one more guard. We talked about that. We definitely need an edge rusher. We may have to replace a linebacker if Devondre Campbell gets a much better deal. We'll tell you more about what Thomas said about that. So, yeah, there's a lot of playmakers on both sides of the ball. I think with the second pick, I love the fact, Carl, we have two second-round picks. The one we got in the trade with the Patriots for Mohamed Sanu. So there's a number of mock drafts. And, again, this is where everybody – it'll get clarified. Who's got the skills? Who's going to put some numbers, Carl, which will have the scouts going, whoa. And others going, what the? You know, like a guy who can't get the bench, you know, like more than 10 reps. But, I mean, I want to be positive because it's a fresh start to a new season. I just hope they get this right. You know, I mean, the game record thing, okay, great. You don't have any game records. So how am I supposed to believe you're going to be able to find game records since 2016? It's been spotty at best on the defensive side.
Yeah, well, and it gets back to even who guys that you think can be really good, they still need coaching. And that's where we're at.
Well, the guys who got coached up, Isaiah Oliver, Sheffield, right, and even Trufant got better, that's Raheem Morris. So right. Who's coaching the defensive line? Where's the improvement coming with that group? That's supposed to be Dan's area of expertise.
No doubt. We're going to tell you five players that are on the radar for the Falcons coming up as part of the Falcon Report at 5 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, Mike, some other news around the NFL, and we'll tell you more about the comments coming out of the combine from other teams as well. NFL and NFLPA set to meet today, 5 o'clock. They said that this meeting could last for hours.
Okay.
The meeting doesn't even begin, as we mentioned, until 5, so we'll see what comes out of it, but multiple reports saying that full NFL Management Council will attend this meeting.
Didn't the NFL owners just say if the players don't accept this, there won't be a counter? I mean, see, everybody's fronting. You know, everybody's putting out bold statements like, they'd be crazy not to take $110 million more next year. But as we did the numbers last week in Vegas, it doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense for the players to sign off on that. So you want to make more than an extra $250,000 for one more week of work.
Yeah.
Because there's guys, again, that's a game check for a guy making $5 million. And the top 10% guys, the superstars, are making obviously five times that. So there's a lot of work to do here. But the extra week, you think there'll be the other intangibles, like we talked about, the loosening up the drug testing policy? What about a second bye week? What about adding guys to the roster? You think the owners would be willing to do that? That's going to cost them some money.
Well, they're talking about the 17th game could be an interconference game. This is something that's come out now.
Okay.
Basically, all teams in one conference would have 9 home games one season, then 8 home games the next season.
You know what? That's not the worst thing.
It's not. So this is how they're trying to figure out this whole 17-game thing, that right. It works not only financially, but also from a standpoint of the players liking the idea. Currently, each team plays, obviously, like the Falcons. The other three teams in your own division, twice. And then all four teams from the
cross-divisional
opponent.
Yeah,
one of the other division in the conference, and then 3-year on a rotating schedule.
I mean, it's not the worst idea. I think, you know, we've talked about this. It's like a trial balloon, right? These things get thrown out there, and you see how the players react, how the
That's
fans
right.
react, how
yep.
the media reacts to the stuff before
because
they
find
to it.
Because if people go, oh, yeah, right. and then you kind of think you might be on
Well, I mean,
something.
For instance, remember like earlier in the offseason, or actually the season was still going, they were saying we're going to have – everybody's going to play an international game. Well, not everybody wants to do that, and fan bases don't want to make that trip either. So that's something which I don't think fans would be that fired up about every year.
Speaking of international games, did you see Vic Fangio today? Denver Broncos coach was asked about where they're going to be playing at the combine. And Fangio's like, I think we're playing the Falcons in London.
Boom! Okay, there you go, Falcon fans. We now have two independent sources. Arthur Blank said it, and now the Denver Broncos coach said it. So if you want to squirrel away some loot, or you want to start looking at Expedia, if you want to go to London, now we just got to figure out when it's going to be. We also know that the Jaguars are going to be out there late in October, so it could be the first week of London games, if I had to just, you know, look in the crystal ball.
Yep.
So who's with me? Come on, we'll write it off as a business trip. We'll write it off as a business expense.
The thing is that whenever it is, all right, it's still going to – remember, they're going to go on that trip, and they don't get a week off, basically. So, at least close to 10 days or whatever it is. But it looks like that's going to be our opponent. So we've been wondering who will it be. Looks like it's going to be the
Broncos. Because Arthur was at the Super Bowl, and he goes, hey, I believe I play in Denver. What's that? I shouldn't be saying anything about that? Oh, too late. But so, yeah, I mean, well, let me ask you this. The Detroit experience, I didn't get a chance. My wife, the Minister of Finance, put the kibosh on that. We were getting married that year. Couldn't do it. But I've been there for one game, I told you a million times,
The
07. It's a blast, but not everybody can afford it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'm blessed. We talk about this all the time. I'm spending money like a drunken sailor. But do fans like this international game?
Well, they have a built-in audience.
Because you lose a Falcon home game, right? We're losing a home game?
Yes, probably. But the built-in audience, Mike, listen. The NFL doesn't matter if we go or not. I mean, I'm saying us as the home
fans. But I'm just saying, dude, as a Falcon fan, do you like having it? But 6 years later, we got another international game.
Well, they rotate these games. And remember, Rich McKay came on and said teams can turn these games down. So I guess the Falcons over the last few years have said no, and now they get back to it. Okay, we're going to go again. I just think the built-in audience, that the international audience that they have and fan base, which I've always said they don't need, and the NFL is our thing. It's nice that they like it in London, but they don't need to go there. And I get it. They're trying to have expansion and all that stuff.
Well, they're growing the brand. Just like, why the NBA goes to China. They're growing the brand.
I can take it or leave it. I'm going to watch, whether it's London, Japan, New York, Atlanta. I'm going to watch. So as far as going to the game, that's a whole different set of issues.
NFL Blitz is here with Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Mike Mayock telling the media in front of the assembled crowd, Carl, they're very happy with Derek Carr. But if we can get better, we'll try to get better.
Well, then you're not happy.
Well, Derek Carr is what he is. I mean, we watched. We had high hopes. I think Antonio Brown would have made them a different, with the Patriots, would have made them a different offense. But they have a good run game. Should be taking some pressure off of Derek Carr, but I wouldn't be still not surprised the Raiders make a move for a QB.
Hey, last but not least, Stephen Jones says the Cowboys and Dak have not had contract talk since September. So, Vice President Stephen Jones of the Cowboys saying to the Dallas Morning News that they have not spoken to Prescott's agent, Mike, a guy named Todd France, since last September. So, it had been reported that Prescott turned down a reported $33 million at that point. We talked about it.
Right.
And, if he ends up getting more, God bless him. I don't think that he is, but we do think he's going to get paid just because of his age and what he's been able to accomplish. First time in his career, he's thrown for over 30 touchdowns.
Well, remember, Tua Tagovailoa has already told everybody, Carl, hey, Cowboys, you can just franchise tag him. I'll be ready to go. Just a year wearing a baseball hat, then I can slide right in. Meanwhile, the other big quarterback that everyone's talking about, Tua, and he's going to certainly not be able to do everything because of his injury. Joe Burrow's not going to do anything. He just did the interviews and the measurables. And Joe Burrow, we talked about it at the end of the show yesterday.
I love it.
Pretty funny. He goes, considering retirement, after I was informed the football will be slipping out of my tiny hands, please keep me in your thoughts, as he measured out with a 9-inch from pinky to thumb. I did mine last night. I am 8 3/4.
Okay.
So I've got pretty small hands. So that would mean that Burrow does have, by NFL standards, some small hands.
I think you've got almost a – you guys might have bigger hands than Jake Fromm. I think Fromm came in at eight inches.
Hello, ladies.
I'm just
saying. All right, Big Jack. I know you want to brag. What do you got? What are you going from stem to stern?
Hold on. Let me look at it.
Let me get the yardstick out.
Let me admire it. Hold on, Mike. No, but here's what I love about Joe Burrow. Now everybody at the bar. All these guys at the bar opening that in their hands. How big's my hand? Joe Burrow. I love this. Joe Burrow's like, you want to draft me? Go watch the tape. I'm not throwing a damn thing.
Which other guys have done before?
Yeah, man, I love it.
He'll do it his pro day. He'll do his thing as his pro day with his receivers.
Let me ask you this. He just played arguably the toughest schedule in college football history. They beat 7 top 10 teams or top 25 teams. What more do you need to see with Joe Burrow?
You watch this guy go from sideline to sideline, back to front against the Dogs, and then do it against Clemson. And let's be honest, they threw some stuff at him, Clemson, that nobody saw. Clemson looked like they had 13 guys on the field in that first half, and Joe Burrow took all comers, so I've seen enough. Don't overthink it. Just like we talked about with Deshaun Watson. Guy did more in his – let's be honest. It's easy. You want to get all technical and say, oh, I need the drop-back passer. I need Mitch Trubisky. Good luck with that. Go with the winner, man.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We are brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Hey, join the Atlanta Hawks as they take on the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn! This Friday, February 29th, at State Farm Arena. Get your Hawks tickets today at Hawks.com/tickets. Jason Longshore is on the way in the 4 o'clock hour. And speaking of Jake Fromm, Mike, he spoke. We'll hear what he had to say about the upcoming draft and his experience coming up as part of our Dog Report. Coming up, we got some guy talk in less than 15 minutes from now. We also want to give you a chance to win Atlanta United tickets for this weekend in Nashville. Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Hop on the bus, Gus.
Yeah, Mike's got a trivia question for you. And again, if you're a United fan, you've been down since day one, this answer should be pretty easy for you. But here's the thing, guys. If you are checking this out for the first time, we are going to be live in Nashville at Tailgate Brewery on Music Row in Nashville on Friday. That's where we'll be doing the show live from. And then there'll be a special edition of Stoppage Time with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. Jason's set to join us next hour. But here's what we're giving you a chance to win in just a few minutes. Two tickets to Atlanta United taking on Nashville. The game itself is February 29th. That's in Nashville on Saturday. Access to Atlanta United's pregame tailgate before the match presented by 76. And same-day round-trip bus transportation courtesy of 76. So, Mike, we'll give a pair away today. We'll give a pair away tomorrow. And then you're on the bus, and you're heading up to Nashville for the match this weekend. 76, we're on the driver's side.
So, again, get ready for the trivia question. I think for most Five Stripes fans, you should know the answer to this. But we'll make it a little difficult. Grade of difficulty, Carl, on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 3. Hey, man, we are live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. And tomorrow we're going to be over at State Farm Arena. It is another special game. It's Orlando Magic in town, Carl. What's going to make it special, though, Crowning Courage, an event that the Atlanta Hawks have joined up with Crown Royal to honor more than 100 active and retired military personnel. They did it last year. They've been doing it for a couple of years. They'll be doing it again. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow we're out there at State Farm.
All right, man. Stay tuned for your chance to win those tickets. If you're just joining us for the first time today, however you're accessing the show, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station and number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Here's what we learned today. We're not sure if Dan Quinn or TD are on the same page or not.
Now, by the way, you know this is going to drive them crazy at Flowery Branch.
I didn't do it.
No, I know. I'm just saying this is the kind of stuff where it's like, you know, we've talked so much about the co-team building partnership.
Yeah, I just
I mean, but it seems like the partner's a little miscommunication here. Oh, now, do you take it at face value, or do you think Dan really did let it slip and then goes, oh, I mean, what I meant was, and this was when he was asked by Jason Butt from The Athletic about what are you going to do with Tack McKinley's fifth year? Dan Quinn tells Jason Butt initially the fifth-year option for Tack will not be picked up.
Listen, it could have been a slip. It easily could have been. I just think I only know one guy on the planet named Tack McKinley. And if I'm asking a question about him specifically, I don't know how you slip up not having the correct answer.
And the
reason, which is, no, we're not doing it, or yes, we're doing it.
Because Dan Quinn said Tack's fifth will not be picked up, and then Jason Butt on his own Twitter page, and Jason has a blue check, and we know Jason. He does a great job. He's a credible journalist. He said that he spoke with TD. He said no decision has been made regarding Tack. He then asked Dan Quinn. He said they weren't picking it up. Another reporter followed up with DQ on what Thomas said. DQ said to go with what Thomas said, still deciding. So Dan said he's gone, then Dan said we're still deciding. And this is a guy that, again, is a first-round pick, is supposed to be producing. He was banged up last year, only had 3.5 sacks. And let's be honest, Carl, has not been the player and the playmaker we thought he was going to be for this team.
Two guys right now, and again, they'll be synergy. They'll be on the same page moving forward. But right now, they were pointing at each other, and I mean that in a nice way. You know, because it was almost like, oh, my bad, what he said. Yeah, I'm going what he said. Either way, this is a big decision. Now, I actually think the right decision is what Quinn said first, which is we're not picking this fifth-year option up right now.
Right.
Which means he's got to earn it. Come back, ball out, be healthy, have a great year, and you know what? We'll be happy to pick that fifth-year option up. We should have never paid $12.8 million to Vic Beasley, but we did anyway. So this is how it should be, okay? Now, with that said, the other thing we learned is that it looks like Austin Hooper and Devondre Campbell are going to head to free agency. Thomas Dimitroff, here's his exact soundbite from this afternoon in Indianapolis talking about Hoop.
We're going to let him get to the market, as tough as that is. And I want to stress, that doesn't mean we're not interested in having him back. It doesn't mean we're not going to continue our negotiations with Steve Carrick. Our reality is we need to see what the market is to gauge where we're going to go.
Okay. Now, as he said, There's still a chance for him to come back. I just don't know if the market's going to lend itself to that. Because here's what the Falcons are doing. This is nice, and they're leaving the door open.
Right.
But, Mike, we know this. NFL teams, if you want a guy, what do? You sign him. You take care of him. You tag him, like they did with Grady. You make sure he can't walk out of the door and start negotiating potentially with somebody else. So by saying this, we're going to let them hit the market, you're saying those deals that they potentially could get, we're not going to be able to match those.
Well, we think the minimum for Austin Hooper would be a 5-year, $10 million deal, you know, around about $50 million. And the same for Tack, maybe 45 to 50, who knows? But tax a guy that led the team in tackling, is good in coverage. I mean, maybe not the household name for some Falcon fans that a Debo might be or a guy like Grady. But we thought at the end of the day, if I could have only one, I'll go with him. I want Devondre. Hooper, nothing against Hoop. I mean, I think it's great to have all these viable weapons, and if they can go find another tight end in a mid-round draft pick and develop him, okay, and maybe just get an old guy as a gap year like Jacob Tammy was 1 year for us, you know, in between Tony Gonzalez to what Hoop became. I don't know, man. To me, with all the other things we got, Hoop's like a luxury item now. I've come to that way of thinking. A lot of Falcon fans have said, no, man, Hoop, because all you guys know is Madden games. Touchdowns, scoring points. Well, what does Hoop do if he doesn't have, you know, Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones? So I don't want to tie up that kind of money when I still can't put together an offensive line. And I may need to develop, and I can't draft an offensive line, you know, if I can't get it done in free agency. I mean, this is continuously the problem. We can never get the offensive line together. So what matter what kind of skill position players if the quarterback's on his back 48 times a season?
No, it's valid. And I would ask Falcon fans, and again, there are certain positions that you feel like you can't do without. This gets back to kind of the baseball theory, Mike, of, you know, can I get two guys, as you mentioned, that we right. did in the past, give you the same production as one guy's going to give you and have that combination of maybe a better blocker and a pass catcher in the same system, and you rotate those guys in and out. But I would ask the question, you know, do you think we can't win a Super Bowl without Austin Hooper? And I'm not saying him specifically. I'm just saying what he brings to the football team. See, when you say that about Julio, people lose their mind, right?
Right.
You don't think that we could ever get there or, for that matter, win one without his contributions. Matt Duh, quarterback. You start pointing out certain guys. I don't know how people feel about that when you go, all right, listen, Hoop might not be back. I feel like we can get a couple of guys that can give us that same production.
But here's I'll play the devil's advocate. When you got one of the worst defenses in the league, why is anybody worth bringing back at a big contract like Devondre? If you can't stop anybody, if you can't get the quarterback on the ground, you're one of the worst teams against the run. How is anybody on that defense, save for Grady, worth a big contract? I mean, that's the other side of it. We had one of the worst defenses in the league.
Well, you got to pay somebody. And the guys that are playing well, they did that already, right? Debo's been paid, right? Mm-hmm. They gave him a long-term deal. We talked about Grady, obviously. True was paid way back when as one of the top corners. They've had to pay some guys who they felt like were going to grow into these great defensive players. A couple of them have. Some of them haven't.
Now, as far as the draft, I think you brought this up the other day. For guys who didn't hear the conversation, what about Keanu Neal? Is Keanu Neal going to be able to come back and give you 16 games? You know, and be 100%? Because, unfortunately, when guys seem to get injury-prone, I mean, guys have bounced back, but it seems like one thing begets another injury, and you're just – I always hope that it's not going to be another Sean Weatherspoon-type situation. But that's another guy. Maybe you go safety in the first round. You know, Carl, that could be the best – that might be part of the best athlete.
Can we hear Dan Quinn, Craig, talking about the injury update on Keanu Neal as Mike brings that up? Because he was asked that question today. I want you to hear what he had to say. I'm taking a safety, Mike, as backup. I just am. If I'm the Falcons, love Neal and what he does, but mm-hmm. I gotta protect myself. Here's Dan Quinn when asked the question about the injury situation on Keanu.
Kiki is doing good. He's exactly where he should be, you know, going through the process for him. So we're excited for him, and he's making great progress. But same thing for him. That's my expectations for him is just throwing like a hell of a rehab to go. And so he knows what that looks like, you know, in terms of a length of rehab, although Achilles and ACL have different rehabs. For him, knowing that he's back running, he's back doing the things that he needs to do, that's a big step for him.
How different would this defense have been last year if knock on wood, he would have been around? Would it have made that big of a difference?
Big and run support, you know, I mean, big run support, big thumper. I mean, you know, that we're talking about playmakers. When he's healthy, he's a difference maker. He's one of those guys that comes up and he makes the play. He's the guy that you're an offense, you have to count for him, right? And when he's not, and nothing against the other guys, because let's be honest, we've got, you know, in Ricardo Allen, a solid piece, different type of safety. And we've talked about, the corners to me, I mean, Sheffield will be in there next year. And you got Isaiah Oliver, Trufant, I presume, will be back unless they ask True to restructure, right?
Maybe.
Right? And then who am I forgetting? Devontae KZ. KZ.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a nickel, but
absolutely.
Also can be pressed into play a safety, too.
And I love KZ because he's just a ball hawk. He's always in the right – it seems like he's always in the right place to make a play.
Right.
I love what he does. And we needed a guy like that, especially when Neal went down. Rico is just a guy – again, we talk about this. Is he the best? No. But he's always where he needs to be. And that's the thing. So when we talk about the quarterback in the back of the DBs and putting guys in the right position, I talk about being lined up all the time. There were numerous times the last 2 years where he's running and getting guys lined up because we're already beat. And that's just being, you know, on top of your game as far as the quarterback on the defense, and that's what he does. We're talking about Rico Ricardo Allen. Hey, coming up, we got some guy talk. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, baby. Live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It is some guy talk. Special day today as we're getting ready for United taking on Montagua from Honduras. Reformation Brewery is here with their tasty brews. They're big fans, supporters of Terminus Legion and the Five Stripes. So thanks to Reformation for coming on up. So get your butt up here and have a good time. Grab an ice cold brew, the coldest brew in town, and then make your way up Busby Parkway to Fifth Third Bank, and we'll have a good time. I like what one guy hit me up on Twitter with Fifth Third. He says, there'll be action at the fraction.
Oh, I like that. Good call.
Isn't that tight?
I like that.
I wish I thought of that. I'm going to steal it and use it on my Twitter. But anyway, come on down and join the party. We'll be here till 7, and we will talk to Jason Longshore. And speaking of United, Carl mentioned we're going to be up on the road, up in Music Row at the brewery up there, and we'll be doing our show on Friday, a chance to go on the bus with a supporter group, a chance to win. I'll give you those two passes with a trivia question at the end of Guy Talk, so be listening. Hey, guess what I did today real quick?
What'd you do, bro?
Because we've been so busy, so much stuff going on today. Talk to the hair doctor.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
And
think of getting some grub, gonna get some new lid, gonna get some stuff right around here.
Really?
Hey, Jay, you want to go get some hair with me, man? Get back in the game, cowboy. Come on, dude. You look like John Travolta when you had hair. Now you look like Dan Quinn.
You know what, though? You've been saying this, for the last 5 or 6
right,
years.
Right, because I didn't want to look like Frankenstein's monster. You know, I didn't want to look like, you know, those bad plugs. Like, remember the movie Hellboy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the secret agent guy's got, like, the bad plugs, and he's making fun of him. No, I went to see the guy today. You'll be hearing about it on the radio down the road. But basically, I don't have to cut my hair or anything. Take the hair from the back, put it on a bald spot, good to go.
In and out?
Yes, in one day.
Really?
Yes.
And what kind of growth are we talking about?
Well, it'll take 6 months. I'm not gonna look like Fabio in like a week.
Guys, you have an afro in 2 weeks.
Now again. But talk to the doctor, and guess who? They do Caucasian and African American.
Really?
A lot of dudes have a hard time finding the guy that can do the lid.
No, it's true.
So anyway, just stay tuned. We had the meeting today, and I was
that's
like,
"That's awesome! Seriously, congratulations!"
Because you know the wife.
Congratulations
but,
now.
But you know how the wife is passive aggressive. I go
when you get the hair.
She's like, "You don't have to do this." And I go, "Well, I'm gonna look at it and see if they can fill in the flesh tone yarmulke." And she goes, well, make sure they do the front, too. You see, she does want me to have hair. It's like a woman to be so sneaky like that.
Yeah.
You know what they want. Anyway, hey, man, a couple of things. I hate to drop this on you, but the CDC has just issued a warning, Carl.
For?
Coronavirus.
What do you mean they issued a warning? For us?
You hadn't seen this? Broke today. Americans should brace themselves for an outbreak of the deadly coronavirus to upend their daily lives. This was warned on Tuesday, saying this might be bad. Now, we've been talking about this because Carl and I are germ freaks, and it's been a story which has been mostly isolated to the Pacific with a few spots here and there in North America. Let's go to the hand sanitizer. Hey, hit me up with that right now. We've only got hand sanitizer for ourselves. The rest of you guys are on your own. But no, the word from the CDC
get out of here, Jay.
It's not so much.
That's how people get, too.
No, yeah,
get
this
your
is,
own.
This is our hand sanitizer. Get your own. The story from the CDC, this is from a direct quote. It's not so much a question of if this will happen in this country anymore, but a question of when this will happen.
Great. And I'm going to New York tonight. Where's this start at?
Well, unfortunately,
Anywhere you know it always starts.
People are gathered together, like sporting events.
No, in a big metropolitan area and a place like New York is where it would start. And I fly in and boom. That's right. What would happen.
Well, I think, you know what? You might want to wear a hazmat suit.
Well, I did.
Especially on the subway.
We did. Did you see those people around the casino in Vegas wearing a couple of those? Masks?
Guys are wearing the masks. One guy was wearing, like, you know the gym regulator the guys wear to get oxygen in? Some guys look like Bane at the craps table. But anyway, she said schools should consider plans to divide students into smaller groups. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. They're talking about...
Okay, now, you know what? They're scaring me
no
now.
No, blank! I read this today, and I was like, holy shnikes! CDC announced there's 53 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S., including people that were evacuated from that cruise ship over in Japan. So,
and
I
by
mean,
the way,
we've been tongue-in-cheek with this, but this stuff is getting real.
It's getting real. By the way, they should destroy the cruise ship that they held at dock.
Right.
And all those people got sick. Who the hell wants to go on that cruise ship? They said they've sanitized it. Whatever.
Good luck with that.
They should just go ahead destroy that thing.
You should have seen me in the hotel room at MGM. I got all those wipes. My wife gave me those what do you call it? The sanitizer.
Yeah.
I got the phone. I got the remote control. I'm in the bathroom. I should have brought, like, the purple light to do that whole routine. But you got to be careful for yourself. Just, guys, washing your hands, they say. Doesn't have to be super warm water, but at least 6 to 10 seconds of washing your hands with soap and water.
Wow. All right. So it's only a matter of time.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I tweeted something earlier, and I don't want to be selfish, but, you know, when the stock market hears stuff about this, it goes in the tank.
Yes.
I just need like 5 more years of my 401k to stay above water, man.
Well,
I know what you say. It's all about me.
No, I've heard we're going to get a recession between now and then, Mike, but I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
You know what? Then guess what? It's Dukes and Bell until 2029.
We better hope so.
I would be like, what did you do? Do your old Jewish voice. That's what you're going to sound like.
2029, we'll be playing.
I can't
believe. We'll be playing at Twin Peaks.
I can't believe how tough the hovercraft traffic was on the way here to Twin Peaks. But anyway, guys, that's just something to be aware of. You'll see it in the news, so don't freak out. Hey, yesterday we had the story about a 20-year-old girl in northern Ohio.
You're diversified, right? You don't have anything to worry about.
Should I buy gold? They say now's the time to get into gold.
Now, my guy told me gold is... Listen to us. We sound like jerks right now.
Well,
my guy told me.
Well, what about if you really want
to
talk?
To go
if
right
you want to talk about the coming coronavirus apocalypse?
Yeah. Well, you asked me. Gold is the way to go right now.
Well, one would say gold. Some would say lead, as in buy ammo, as our boy Munson did out in Vegas.
Listen, it won't get that serious.
Time out. Let me just tell you one thing.
But if it does,
about 6 years ago, I don't know how long ago. You guys might remember this. They had that gas line broke. That comes out of Texas.
Yes.
That supplies gasoline for much of the Southeast. You want to see society break down in a millisecond? Be at a gas station in Buckhead with people in their Range Rovers can't get a gallon of gas. Carl, we're hanging on society by a thin thread.
Wait.
All it takes is one thing to kick us over the edge.
So you're telling me...
Anarchy, baby! Anarchy!
You're telling me I'm going to get bum-rushed by Buckhead Betty?
I'm just telling you, man.
I can't get my gas!
Hell was breaking loose with that. It was like an Irwin Allen movie, like Earthquake. But anyway, so getting back to the story. Yeah, we had the tale yesterday.
So you are diversified.
I'm getting into gold, although my broker says it's a waste of time.
All right, go ahead.
She says it's all scare tactics. It's all going to blow over.
Okay.
Or will it? Anyway, so Baker Mayfield hooks up, allegedly,
yes,
with a 20-year-old girl who was sending him messages, and eventually he blocks her. She goes on a radio show in Cleveland, talks for 30 minutes, says she can specifically identify parts of his body. So this is getting bad for Baker Mayfield. Meanwhile, Cleveland reporter Tony Grossi has been suspended indefinitely by the network for making a derogatory remark about Baker Mayfield on a hot microphone that was picked up at the Combine yesterday.
Oh, what'd he say?
In the viral video, reporters are heard discussing quarterbacks. When Baker Mayfield's name is mentioned, a voice, which has been identified as Grossi's, which is pretty easy to identify, says he's a blanking midget. Mayfield is listed at 6'1". I'd love to be 6'1", 5'8", in heels. But anyway, this ESPN was upset about it, made a press release Grossi's statement, and now he's been suspended indefinitely.
Why did he say it, though? Just out of
He's got a mean on for Mayfield. This has been a thing on the radio and in Twitter between Mayfield and this guy. One of the guys that Mayfield has specifically called out at press conferences.
Okay, gotcha.
So you think the Mayfield thing dies down?
Which part?
Either one. I mean, this is all he can do is just say the guy's a jerk. But the thing with the girls does seem like it got picked up by a few papers. I got the story from the New York Post. It happened last week, so it's not like it's not like new news.
Now the radio station she went on, because you did this story extensively yesterday. We went around and around whether it was clout chasing. Is it true? Alleged? All that stuff. Let me ask you this: what type of radio station did she go? A rock station?
The rock station. The Buzzard, MMS. If you can find a rock station in Atlanta. But what used to be like for the old days, like the regular guys are 96 Rock.
I was going to say, she's looking for exposure.
Well, she got
it. Who goes on a rock station? You just said it. They don't exist anymore.
Well, in Cleveland, they do. Cleveland's like 20 years behind America.
It's true.
You ever been there?
True.
Come on.
That's true.
You know.
But I don't know, man. I don't know if this story goes away unless she continues to press it.
Right.
If she starts to do more media.
Right.
But here's the thing. At some point, she's going to have to put those pictures out or the identifiable mark on
specifics.
Him. She's got to have the number or whatever it is.
Meanwhile, people when you make something like a statement or an allegation like that, people start to get under your fingernails, see what your life's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Her Twitter profile does list comments like, all I'm looking to be is a blanking MILF. So her goal in life as a 20-year-old is just to be. So again, that got a reaction here at the bar.
All right, Mike. You know what? That's what's the kind of stuff she's putting out there?
That's correct. So exactly.
What you think?
It's a very Cleveland story, doesn't it? Very
Clevelandy. It is. I'm having a hard time.
He hooked up with me in the parking lot behind the Cheesecake Factory.
I'm having a hard time believing it. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I'm having a hard time believing it if she's putting stuff out there like that.
Okay, Matt. Guy Talk brought to you by our buddies at Resurgence Orthopedics, from neck to toes,
who
muscles to bones.
Who do you know that says all they want to do is be a blanking MILF?
Well, a lot of girls go to college for their MRS degrees.
Never
Let's
mind.
Be honest.
Never
I mean,
mind.
It is a thing. It does exist.
No.
Not much anymore, right?
It does. No, I agree. I'm saying who puts it out there and says, you know, all I really want to do.
We could really get in trouble with this in the Me Too, so we'll just abort.
All right.
Hey, let's give away some United tickets on the bus with us up to Nashville. You ready to rock and roll?
Let's do it. By the way, if you're just tuning in, two tickets to Atlanta United versus Nashville. That's the game on Saturday in Nashville. Access to the United pregame tailgate. Also, same-day round-trip bus transportation, courtesy of 76. 76, we're on your side.
All right, guys, we're live here at Twin Peaks in Kansas. So, again, we'll be seeing United in action tonight. Here's the question. What call you want me to take here, brother? What caller?
First caller with the correct answer.
First caller with the correct answer, 404-741-0929. Who was the man in net, our goalkeeper, for the first 18 games of Atlanta United's inaugural season? Who was the man in net for United? 404-741-0929. Talk to Craig, give him that man's name, and you're on your way on the bus to Nashville.
Boy, that is a good one, but one that Atlanta United fans should definitely know. Hey, coming up, dog report. We'll hear from Jake Fromm. Okay, he's got small hands, but what does it all mean? Find out next.
Doesn't matter if you're confident, Carl.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.